Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Lamed Gimel. And we're holding the final line on Lamed Beis Amed Beis, where the Gemara begins, Rabbi Yochanan, my time alay omar ke'ula. Let's do a quick refresher. What is the Gemara talking about? Who's Rabbi Yochanan? Who's Ula? What is this all about? So if we turn back just for a short moment to Lamed Beis Amed Aleph, on the top line, the Gemara says, Kaim alon de'ena loike u'mishale. That's one of the halachas involved in the kom lebe de rabba mine. Normally when we talk about kom le rabba mine, we're talking about the inyan of nisa and momoi. Here we're talking about the inyan of malchus and momoi. And the Gemara says, Kaimulan, that's the rule. We know ein aloike u'mishalim. How do we know that rule? The Gemara in the Amud Beis said, because it says in the pasuk, kedei rishosoi b'mispar, she can be machayev someone both malchus and tashlum. Fine. But now the question is, but which one am I machayev? Am I machayev the malchus or the tashlumin? And in fact, it's a machloikis. Machloikis between Ula and Rabbi Yochanan. Ula said that whenever you have momon and malchus together, you pay momon. According to Rabbi Yochanan, whenever you have malchus and momon together, you get malchus. What was the makor of the two mandi amrim? So turning to Lamed Beis, Amed Beis, top line, Ula said, I learned it from Tachas, Tachas. One pasuk says, Tachas asher ina. That pasuk is, in our case of Chas Shalom, someone who is ma'anes, a nara psula. It says, V'nosano isha shoychev imol avi anara chamishim kosef. Why tachas asher ino? Okay, so it says tachas. And then it says, legabi, someone who is a choyvel, someone who hits someone else, he has to go and pay ayin tachas ayin, shein tachas shein, yod tachas yod. So it says tachas, and then tachas tachas. Mahosim, just like by the choyvel bachavera, if someone hits someone else, the eye for an eye is not literal, as we know. You pay momoin. See here too, when it says tachas asher ina, you pay momoin. And this is considered to be a gzeira shava l'chola teira kula. Says the Gemara, ma'hosam momoina mishala milka le'loki. Afkol heicha di'ika momoina, momoina umalkis, momoina mishala milka le'loki. So that was the makoir of Ula. Mekoyer of Rabbi Yochanan was because of the fact that it says Mishem Risha Achasat Mechayvoy, and then the next pasuk said Arboim Yakenu Lo Yosef. So Kedei Rishasa, you only do one Risha, one punishment. Which one is that? The Arboim Yakenu, you go and give him Malchus. The Gemara said, however, that even according to Rabbi Yochanan, there are two exceptions to the rule when there's both Malchus and Tashlumin. We pay money and we don't give malchus. What are those two? One of them is the choyvel b'chaveroi. If someone, chas v'sholom, hurts someone else, he has to pay up to chamisha dvarim, nezek tzar, ripu sheves poishes. We don't go and give him a patch, but he's got to pay. So you see that it's tashlumen, momoin, and not malchus. And you have the same thing with Rabbi Edom Zalman. It's also momoin and not malchus because it says in the pasuk asher zomam lasois liochid. Fine. That's basically the conclusion of yesterday's blot. And now the Gemara asks for Rabbi Yochanan on the bottom of Lamed Beis, Amid Beis, last line. My time aliyamakula. Ula's drosh of Tachas, Tachas is such a wonderful drosh. Now you're going to go and tell me, he doesn't have a Kabbalah on this drosh. There's a short toisis on the bottom that says, and in fact we find in Masechtas Bechoyrois, that everybody seems to agree to this Tachas, Tachas. So, how could Rabbi Yochanan not agree to Ula's limud that if you have a choice between Tashlumin and Malchus, Malchus goes first? So, I'll tell you why, says Rabbi Yochanan. Because if you're going to learn like Ula, bitalta erbas achois chalei sigale. It says in the pasuk that you're not allowed to go and be megali. In other words, a person is not allowed to live with his own sister, and that chas v'sholom is an iser lav. If you gave Hasra or the Malchus, the person, L'chaydeh, should get Malchus. According to what you're saying, Ula, no, you don't get Malchus. Instead, you have to go and pay Tashlumin. What's going to happen with the Pasuk of Loisegale, which is a lav, and a lav sheyesh by maisa, there's always a din of malchus. So you're just going to vitiate, invalidate, omit, delete this pasuk. So they're muzdach zayin that there is malchus. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. Frey Timara, 1 second. Based on what you're saying, Rabbi Yochanan, after all, even you acknowledged and conceded to Ula that there are two exceptions, and that's the Choyvu Bachavei, right? And the Edom Zomimim, where there you pay Momain, and there's no Malkus. So Frey Timara, Choyvu Bachavei Renami, Imkein Bital to Lo Yosef Ben Yosef. Meaning, that's where the Pasuk would be to teach you that there's a din of Malkus, that's the Lo Yosef, don't give him more than the 39 klep in Bezin. And the Gemara learns from that that that's the Iser Lav on someone that Chas HaSholem is Chovel Bachavei, right? So here too, you're deleting that Pasuk and saying, forget about the Lav, forget about Malkus. What do you do with that Pasuk? And Einim Zavim Nami Im Kim Bitalta Voyim Bin HaKoyser Rasha, that if a person Chas HaSholem says false testimony, Ben HaKoyser, he deserves to go and get patched, he deserves to get Malkus. So what do you do with those two Pesukim? Sektimara, that's not Shver, because there are times when in fact you do give Malkus. For instance, Edom Zomim, Efshel Kiyuma, Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza. What happens if someone says about someone else, he testifies in Bezin, two Edom testify in Bezin, that that fellow who everybody considers to be a Koyin is really a Cholo, because he's a Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza. And then afterwards, two other Edom come and say, we don't know if he is a Cholo, we don't know if he's not a Cholo, but one thing we know, Imanu Hayisem, you were with us in Chicago that morning. How do you know? What do you know? Come on. You're in Chicago. What do you know about Cholol ben Gerusha ben Chalutza? Device HaKodesh. So we know from the first Mishnah, Mesechtes Malkus, on Dav Beis, that the halacha is talking about this ben Gerusha ben Chalutza. We're not going to make the Edom into B'nai Gerusha ben Chalutza. That's impossible. They might even be Yisraelim to start off with. And even if they're Kahanim, if the mother wasn't the Gerusha Chalutza, you can't go and say, okay, you guys are B'nai Gerusha ben Chalutza. So Yimara says, in fact, that you would go and give Malkus. And the same thing says, Yimara, Chol b'chaveri nami ikal kiyuma, ki goyin shi kol ha-kosha ein b'shev pruta. We had this Yimara yesterday, that what's the din by someone who gives a chabura, he goes and gives the other guy a punch in the nose, a punch in the eye, which was very uncomfortable. But nevertheless, he goes to the doctor, and he goes to the emergency room, and they say, you should go and thank your lucky stars and thank the Rabbi Yishalayim and say, Hallel, Baruch Hashem, no damage. We're not going to even charge you for any of the medical expenses, not for the doctor's visit. Gunish. So it turns out the Gansako was Ein Bashava Pruta. What's the halacha then? Okay, there's no Tashlumin, but you give Malkus. So there is a Kiyum of Malkus in these two Psukim, so we don't have to delete them. So Frank Yimara, Ibazayachoisinami Ikali Kiyuma. The whole raya of Rabbi Yochanan was, what are we going to do with the pasuk of Erves Achois Chaloi Segalei? We have a kiyum. You know what the kiyum will be? Not by a case of a Nara Psula. It'll talk about an Achoisoi who's already a Boygeres. For that matter, Gemara could have given other answers. For instance, she's not a Nara, not that we already gave, but she's not a Psula. She's a Beula. Or the Gemara said yesterday, another shot, that you're talking about, that it was Yesoima who was at the same time also a Mefuta. Since she was a Yesoima, normally the Knas that one pays for a person who's Ma'anis, Umafata, a Nara Psula, normally goes to the father. The Nasan Laviha Nara Chamishin Kosov. If she's a Yesoima, the payments go to her. However, if she happens to be a Mefuta, meaning that she agreed to this beer, it was consensual, then she's moicheles. She's moichel on her knas, she's moichel on her tsar, on her net, on the boishes of pergam. So there are other kiyums. He was just giving one example of a kiyum for that pasuk. So that being the case, we go back to square one and we ask Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, why don't you learn the drasha of tachas tachas that Ula learns? To tell you that in all cases is halacha of tashlumin. If you have one of the two, you have to choose between tashlumin and malchus, it's tashlumin. I'll tell you why. I need the tachas asherina for another drasha. And as we know, anytime you want to make a gzeira shava like a tachas tachas, you want it to be mufna. Because if it's not mufna, then just like the maiden, also may shiva. So zokti yimara, it's not mufna. I need the tachas asherina. Tachas asherina. What is that drasha? In another week of Daf Mem, we're going to learn in the Mishnah that every time Chas V'Shalom a person is ma'anis, a nara psula, besides the 50 shkolim that you have to pay for knas, you also have to pay boishes u'pegam. This girl is thoroughly embarrassed. Until now she was a psula, now she's a ba'ula, she's been humiliated. So there's boishes. There's also pegam. If Chas V'Shalom she were to be sold as a slave, a psula fetches a higher price than a ba'ula. And that being the case of the Gemara, you got to pay that too. And the Gemara and Daf Mem is going to ask, maybe the 50 shkolim covers everything. Maybe it covers even the boishes upegam. Says Abaye, no, because the pasuk says, "Vayim bin was the lashon pasuk." You know why he gives Chamishim Kosef? Tachas Asherina, for the Masa Oynis, for the being Ma'anis, for violating her, he has to go and pay 50. But besides that, that doesn't suspend other aspects. If she's a subject of Busha Pagam, you gotta pay that. And if she had Tzar, you gotta pay that. You gotta pay for all those other things too. How do I know? For the tachas hasha'ina. The 50 is only for that purpose. Zok the Gemara, hay tachas hasha'ina, v'chal de'ika boish sepegam. The tachas hasha'ina comes to tell you this drasha that is also boish sepegam. And therefore, zok the Gemara, that's why Rabbi Yochanan does not learn like Ula, because he needs the tachas for another purpose. Vay Gemara, nu Ula also needs the tachas hasha'ina for that purpose. So Gemara, no, Ula nafka levi rav, the Amar Rav Amakras is in the posik. And it's the very same pasuk. V'nosan ha'ish ha'shoichiv ima la'vi ha'nara chamishim kosev. Now why does it have to say v'nosan ha'ish ha'shoichiv ima? Of course we're talking about the shoichiv ima. We're talking about a totally innocent bystander. We're talking about the guy that was ma'anisar. That's the earlier pasuk that if chas v'sholem kiyim t'ish ish ha'psula s'vasu v'shachiv ima. What's the lashon ha'pasuk? Yeah, the pasuk earlier already. It's the prior pasuk to this one. And if Chas V'Shalom, a young man grabs a nara psula, he's got to go and pay for it. And therefore, the previous pasuk already uses that expression. So, we already have that in the kiyim tzeish nara psula asher loy eirasa usvasa v'shochav ima. Oh, kiyim tzeish nara psula v'shochav ima. And then the next pasuk says, "V'nosana isha shochiv ima." That's what we're talking about. We're talking about the person who was shochiv ima. Next pasuk, "V'nosana isha shochiv ima." So the shochiv ima is totally ibrik, and that's why the Gemara says, "I didn't need the words shochiv ima." So I learned from that that chamishim kesef that no shchiva is chamishim. There's also another boishes begam. So therefore, according to Ula, I don't need the tachas, so I can learn the tachas for the gzeira shava. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, I need the tachas, so I don't have a gzeira shava. That's why Rabbi Yochanan respectfully disagrees. And that's the end of the discussion between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Now, as we noted at the beginning of the shir, on the Amud Beis, the Gemara said that even Rabbi Yochanan, that holds that typically if you have a choice between Malkis and Tashlum and you give Malkis, there are two exceptions to the rule. One is the Chayvul B'Chaveiro and the other is the Edom Zamen. And the Gemara asked, how do I know? So, going in order, starting from the Edom Zamen, if you turn back to Lamed Beis, Amud Beis, the Gemara said five lines from the bottom, Edom Zomimin, the Tashlumin, Heicha Ribsa Taira, Vishtaitis. It says in one pasuk, Vasisim La, Ikasha Zomam, Vasis La Achiv. You do to him what he wanted to do to the other guy. Now, what does that mean? The next pasuk says, Yod Biyod, Vishtait Yod Biyod. The Gemara, you have Lysochis Einecha, don't have rachmonis on the Edom Zolomim. Nefesh be nefesh, ayin be ayin, shein be shein, yod be yod. What means yod be yod? Dabra nitin, mi yad be yad. And that, of course, is mamay. Oh, so I have a drasha for mamay. Reb Lozer, I'm getting back to argument, Reb Lozer said, Edom Zolomim, mamayinu mishalmi, umilka loyloki mishom, v'la b'nei asra ninu. I have, if you will, a better makor, says Reb Lozer. What's the better makor? I know our Gemara says Reb Lozer, on the side it says Reb Lozer. So the better makor is because there is no hechatimtza l'choira of giving malchus to Edom Zamanim, because there's no hasra. Why is there no hasra? Because they come to testify in court. Afterwards, another pair of Edom and say about the first pair of Edom that they were Edom Zamanim. So when are we going to warn the first pair that don't go and say false edus because you might turn out to be Edom Zamanim? Omer Rava Teda, I'll bring you a raya. What Rava does is he goes through the mechanics of possible hasra'a by Edom. He says, Nitri Bahu Amos. When should we give hasra? Nitri Bahu Meikara. Should we give them the hasra, let's say the day before? In other words, we know that the Edom are going to come in Thursday morning to court, and so therefore Wednesday, the Dayanan, the clerk of the Bezin, sends a special email alert, or he calls on the telephone, and he says to the Edom, I want you to know, you're going to be mayor tomorrow. I'm giving you Hasra'a now, don't say false testimony. Because if you say false testimony, and it turns out Imanu Hayisem, you can become Edom Zamanim. Is that when you give the Hasra? But Timur Amri Ishtalin. The next day on Thursday, when they come into court and they say they're Edus, and afterwards we find out they're Edom Zamanim, they'll say, there was no Hasra. What do you mean there was no Hasra? Hasra was Wednesday. Don't you remember? I called you, I sent you an email, I let you know. Okay, Ishtalin, we forgot. It was already 24 hours later. You have to go and give Hasra on the spot. Okay, fine. Listen, Bubishas Maisa. Thursday morning, 9 o'clock, they're about to go and give Edus. From 1 minute to nine, we say, Edom, before you start Edus, we want you to know, if you're going to testify falsely, you know what's going to happen to you, Chas v'shalom, if it turns out that you were in Chicago that morning, and he was Imanu Yisem, you're going to be Edom Zamanim, and the worst possible things can happen to you. So Timara, Harshi v'loy mishadi, any Edom that you're going to go and warn like that before they testify, they're going to say, says Rashi, Ma'ali v'tzar hazayis, what do I need this for? I might be put in the slammer, being the nice, kind, innocent bystanders. We want to go and tell Edus, and we're warned, be careful, if you're telling false Edus, who knows what's going to happen to you? You might have to pay, you might have to go to jail, you might have to be chas v'shalom go to Misa, or you're going to get Malkus. Well, who needs this? Bezin, zay gesund, sayonara, au revoir, ich gehe heim, I'm going home. Barry wanted to ask a question.
One of the requirements in Edus is you ask them the place, the hour of the day, all those Jusha B'Hakira questions that you asked that we learned in Sanhedrin about when the Edus occurred. Isn't that perforce Hasra? Because if they were elsewhere at that time, then they're testifying falsely when they answer those Jusha B'Hakira questions where they were when they saw the mice that they're testifying about.
You're right, there's a requirement of Drisha V'Chakira. Number one, that only applies to capital cases. It doesn't apply to regular financial cases. In other words, if you're talking about Chas V'Shalom, a potential Ritzicha, Reuven killed Shimon, then you do the Drisha V'Chakira. If you're just talking about Inyani Mominus, you don't have to have that extensive back and forth. But even by Inyani Mominus, of course we're going to ask them basic questions. He's going to say, I saw Monday morning, right after the daf, that there was a loan between Reuven and Shimon. Okay, which Monday was that? Monday in the middle of August or Monday in the middle of January? It was August. What date was it? It was August 7th or 8th, whatever today's date is. Okay, you're saying it happened after the daf. Which daf? Well, there's only one daf in Manhattan. What do you mean? There's so many dafim. And so many are much, much better than the one at Four Hunts. But nevertheless, it took place at Fons. Ah, it took place at Fons. Okay, very good. And you say Reuven and Shimon. Who's Reuven and who's Shimon? Ah, it's Reuven Smith and Shimon Jones. Okay, Now we got the basics. So tell us what happened. He asked, can you give me a loan? He took out a $200. See, 100% right. Obviously, they're going to have to go through some of those question and answer. But that's typical. I mean, what does testimony mean? Testimony doesn't just mean, I'm here, he owes him $200, I'm going home. You have to ask him the basics. Well, tell me, why does he owe him $200? Is he an employer? Is he an employee? Did he lend him money? Did he steal money? You know, so on and so forth. Of course, those are the basics. But that's not hasra. Hasra is when you warn the guy. If you're going to say false testimony, and the false testimony is based on that you weren't even there at 4 on Monday morning, you were somewhere else and you saw the shir on Zoom, and therefore, what do you know? And then after that, two Adam come and say, Manu Yisim, you were talking with us in Chicago and you saw the shir on the Zoom, but you didn't see anything about this loan. Then they're going to have to pay that money. And if the loan was $500, they'll have to pay $500. And if it was $500,000, they'll have to pay $500,000. So that's what the Imam means to say. There won't be any hasra that we warn them in advance. Don't say false testimony. You're just going to go and testify. Barry, I see you're not happy. What's your next question?
No, it's just that, first of all, we're talking about cases of Malkus, and Malkus, I think, I don't remember now. I recall you saying about Dinei Nefashos, you need Yishma Hakira, but Malkus also, because Malkus is a Shtikal Dinei Nefashos also. So, but I won't belabor the point. We have a lot to cover, so I'll let it go.
Perfect. Shkoyach. But the point is, regardless whether it's a capital case, financial case, a case of Malkus, what the Gemara is telling us, we do not give a warning to the Eidim before they walk in. They come in, we ask them, of course, what are your names? My name happens to be John McGillicuddy. And what's your name? My name is Beresh Goldberg. Okay, good. What do you like to testify? And then they go through the whole rigmarole of testifying. We don't warn them and say, but make sure, John and Beresh, if you're going to say the wrong words, you're going to go and testify falsely. Oh, we don't warn them. Says Yimar, you know why? Bishas Masa. Because were we to warn them, Parshat Limsadis, they'll say, what do I need this for? To go and I won't be able to sleep the whole night. Maybe there are going to be other Eidim going to go and say, we're testified falsely. They're doctors. Nitri Bulul Soyef, should we give them Hasra after they're finished testifying? Maidahabab, it's already too late. You can't go and withdraw your testimony, Rashi says, Kivin Shehigit Shevena Chayzer Amagit. So it's really too late to warn them. Masla Abaya, Abaya says, well, I do have an Eitzah. But what we can do is, as soon as they finish their last word, we say, Eidim, are you finished? Yes, we have concluded our testimony, your honors. Now we're going to warn you. Within their last three words, we want you to know that just in case you testify falsely, you know what's going to happen to you, blah, blah, blah. And if the reason why we're saying Torekhidei Dibur is so that they could still change their testimony by the fact that they're still, quote-unquote, in the middle of testifying. Now, you're going to probably think to yourself, yeah, if the Eidim are going to go and tell, if the people that are giving Hasra are going to say Torekhidei Dibur, and they're going to say a whole full sentence with all disclaimers, and they're going to go and say, we want you to know, you just testified. If you testify falsely, Chas V'Shalom, you know what might happen to you, X, Y, and Z. Now, if they're going to change their testimony, isn't it already beyond Torekhidei Dibur? So Tosis already asked this question. See, Tosis in Nitri Bahu B'Torekhidei Dibur. It's about 10 lines lower in the Tosis. The Torah Mehechim Matzisu Hadri Bahu V'Habaslo Iketvei Mitei Dibur Shukidei Shukidei Shalom. The whole Kidei Dibur is 3 or 4 words. If you're going to go and say Agan Sasra, the Asra itself would be at least 10 or 12 words. So it'll be too late. The word HaTorekhidei Dibur over here, we don't mean literally the 3 or 4 words of Kadesh Ila Shalom. We mean that they're still there in the witness box, and they're still testifying. They just finished, we warned them, they could theoretically change it, and the Gemara says, that says Abaya, so then there is a possibility of Hasra after all. Let's start to tell them the day before, and you said that they're going to be able to say, Ishtalin, we forgot that testimony. You know what we'll do? When they come to the witness stand and we ask them, what are your names? John and Beresh, and then we go and say to them, you got a telephone call yesterday. You know, the two guys came to you yesterday to speak to you. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, fine, let's go on. So all you have to do is just allude to the fact that someone spoke to them, and that's sufficient. Zok the Gemara, Hodor of Abaya. After Abaya asked his question, he changed his mind. And he said, you know, La Milti Dami, what I asked it before, that's really not a kasha. The real reason that we know that La B'nei Hasra is not because of the mechanics, that we can't figure out when would we give the Hasra. Would we give it a day earlier, right before the testimony, Tarchidei Dibor? That's not the reason. The reason is, because Yisrael Kedai Tachidim Zom Tzrichan Hasra, Kilei Masrinim Bo, Loi Katlinan Ho, Mi Ikabini Di Inu Boi Katab Loi Hasra, Ve Inu Bo Hasra, Ho Be Inu Vakai Kwas Yisrael Mekashi Zomam Lasath Yachim Veleka. So Abayi says a very lumdisha, but a very logical answer why you don't need Hasra. Because he says, we know that the Indian of Hasra, or the Indian of Edom Zammim, is you do Kashe Zammam. Just like you, John and Beresh, wanted to go and do to Reuven or Shimon, and say that he owes him money, or that he did this Aveira, or whatever it was, then we're going to do to you, since you are false Edom, and you were in Chicago, Imano Yisem, Kashe Zammam Las Liyachim. Now what is the Kashe Zammam under these circumstances? When it came to the original Reuven and Shimon, that you wanted to rip off Shimon, for instance, the Gabe paying a $200 loan, did anybody give Hasra to Shimon at that time? No. You're ripping them off without any Hasra. Now when you pay the $200, you pay without Hasra. Because we want to do Kashe Zammam. We want it to be a mirror image of what they tried to do to the original victim or the original defendant. Is again. Zoktimo Amar Abba, La Milti Diyami, Iso Gadai Tichedim Zom Tzvichan Hasra, Kilei Masrinim Behu Lei Katlinin Hu. If there was no Hasra, we wouldn't kill them. In other words, not a case of a loan, but a case of a Ritzicha, that they testified that Reuven killed Shimon, Chas V'Shon. Mi Ikamidi Di Inu Boykart Obloi Hasra. Are you going to go and tell me, when Shimon, Chas V'Shon, were he to be killed because of their false testimony, then that Shimon would have been killed without Hasra? Nobody went and, or if Reuven killed Shimon, that would be that we would kill Reuven. So that person would have been killed without Hasra, because it's false. The whole thing was not true. It didn't happen, Rabbi, because these two guys, Emmanuel Yisem, in Chicago, so they wanted to go and kill Reuven without Hasra. The inner boy Hasra, they require Hasra. Then it wouldn't be the mirror image of what they were trying to accomplish, and therefore, Veleka, no din of Hasra. And therefore, what does the Gemara mean to say? Zokter Velozer, there is no hechatimtza of giving the person malchus instead of mamai. So if you ask why they ate him zoymin, is it always mamai and not malchus? I'll tell you why it's mamai and not malchus. It's impossible to give the malchus, because you can only give malchus if you give asra, and you don't give asra to the Edom. Master of some raid of Yirmiya, El Miata. Then Grusha ben Chalutza, the loymi kasher zomam kom misrabi liboy hasra. We said at the top of the Amud that when it comes to Ben Grusha ben Chalutza, we don't learn there from kasher zomam lasis liachim, because there's no way that we can go and tell the Edom, okay, you wanted to make Reuven Hakoyin into a cholol by saying that his father Yaakov married a Grusha or Chalutza. So we're going to make you, Edom, into a Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza. We're going to make you into Chalol. That's ridiculous. Their mother wasn't a Gerusha. Their mother wasn't a Chalutza. They're not even Kehan. So that's an impossibility. So what do we do to these guys? We give them Pech. We go and give them Malchus. Where do we learn that from? So you might have said on the top, on the second line at the top, V'hoyim bin ha'koyse rasha. We give him Malchus. Sure. So I find the case of a Edom Zoymin that did require Hasra after all. So the Gemara said at the outset, Omer Rablozer Oymer, the reason why Edom Zoymin is always Mamayin and not Malkis, I'll tell you why. Talab B'nei Hasra Ninu. I found the case that B'nei Edom Zoymin are B'nei Hasra Ninu. In other words, we should go and tell them in advance, Yidin, don't go and say anything about this Koyin that he's a Cholol. If you don't know the information, if you were in Chicago, don't say anything. See, if we talk to Gemara, we could give him Hasra. Even though in this exclusive case of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, the possibility of Hasra is apparent, yes. One could theoretically give them hasra. We don't learn it from the kasher zaman lasis la'ocha. We learn it from the volume bin hakris rasha. However, since when it comes to these dinim of edus, mishpat echad yir lachem should be across the board mishpat hashava l'kulchem. And since 9 out of 10 cases by edim zamamin, we don't need and we don't give hasra because it says kasher zaman. And this very, very unique and unusual case of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, there would also not be a din of Hasra, even though there we have a different pasuk by Ben Hakrei Sarash. Okay, with that we've concluded the shtickle, and now we go on to the next piece. Remember we said according to...
Can you explain again, can you just clarify, how does Hasra work with the Aiden Warf Kor, Ezolman, or Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza testify? That testimony. How does
that
work with them again? Could you just clarify that?
According to Abaya, who was the main spokesman over here, you would go and give it toich kedei dibur. As soon as they finished saying about Reuven HaKoyin, that yes, his father was a Koyin and his grandfather was a Koyin. However, he's not a Koyin because he's a Cholol, because the Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Sir, are you finished with, gentlemen, are you finished with your testimony? Yes. Well, I want you to know that just in case what you said is false, because Imano Yisa, you're going to go and get Hetch, you're going to go and get Malkus. Your honors, we stand with our testimony. Okay? A few hours later, two other Edom come and say, how do you know? Imano Yisa. And therefore, we go and give them Malkus based on that Hasra. Says, well, you don't need to give Hasra because of Mishpadech Yilcha. Okay? Now we said, back again on Lamed Beis Amid Beis. This is already 3 lines from the bottom of the Amid. The Gemara asks, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that holds whenever you have a choice between Malkus and between Tashlumin, says Rabbi Yochanan, you give Malkus. What about Chalul B'Chaveira? Says Rabbi Yochanan, by Chalul B'Chaveira, I mask him. I concede that it's Mamlein and not Malkus. Just like by Edom Zalman. Here too, Mamlein Malkus. The Gemara asks, how do you know? What's the makor? What's the source? And the Gemara said on Lamed Beis, Amid Beis, 3 lines from the bottom of the Yom, and Mechtik said it's in the Pasik. Kasher osa ken ye osa loy. A person who's choyvel, he gives a patch to someone else. What's the din? We do to him like he did. Now what does that mean? Does that mean we go and give him a patch? And the answer is no. Because the next Pasik says, Kashiyitin mumba odam ken yinosein boy. Why did it say yinosein and not ken yinosein? See, Mora says, lomali davish lomali, pekin yinosein boy lomali, davish yesh boy nesina, that you give. How do you give? You give mama and you give money. Ah, that's the mocker. So, Mora, back to Lamed Gimel Omid Aleph, 12 lines or so from the bottom of the Omid of Shisha Bered of Idi Omar, chelvo chavere nami mumayin mishalim. Milkaloy Loki, Mehachav, I have another pasuk. What's the other pasuk? Pchinotzu anoshim anokvu isha harliyotzi yiladev leyeosu in onish yonish kashiyosh ala bala isha benosam beflida. What is this talking about? Pchinotzu anoshim. Two people are fighting. They're fighting with their fists and they're fighting very, very, very hard. One against the other. One of them ducks and the first one who went and hit with his fist hit Nebuch, an innocent bystander, a lady who was standing there, the Nogfu Ishahara, a pregnant lady was Nebuch standing, and she got hit by that blow, she fell, and Nebuch, Rachman Litzlan, she miscarried. The Yotzi Ladem. The Pashup Shapli also means that nothing happened to her. In other words, yeah, she was thrown down and she feels miserable. Yeah, well, that's true, but Baruch Hashem, no, she did not die. She did not have any broken bones. She just had never this miscarriage. So what does it say in the Pasuk? That he has to go and pay. The person who caused this terrible miscarriage, he has to pay. V'yomer blasim. B'matzus, not b'mitzvois. B'matzus shebemisa kosim etaber. The word matzus is related to the word kiyinotsu. Meaning, parship shat yilom kiyinotsu, the people are having a fist fight. It's a serious fist fight. The Gemara says, this is such a serious fist fight that the matzah shemamisa across the medaber, each one wanted to give a fatal blow to the other one to kill the person. Reuven was chas v'sholem fighting to go and kill Shimon, and Shimon was fighting to go and kill Reuven across the medaber. How do I know? Dichsiv, Because the next pasuk says, "Vim also yihyeh v'nosat nefesh tachas nefesh." What happens if, by accident, they hit that isha hara, and instead of miscarrying, they killed her? Rachmanu litzlan. That wasn't the intention to kill her. The intention was to kill Shimon, but Shimon died, and Nebuch passed away. What do you do when it's out of nefesh tachas nefesh? The Gemara assumes at the moment that the definition of nefesh tachas nefesh means that if there were Edim et Hasra, that Reuven would be killed, even though in a sense it was an accidental killing. I didn't intend killing Spritzer. I intended killing Shimon. Nevertheless, nefesh tachas. We're going to see in the Amud Beis, in fact, it's a machloikis. There'll be a man the Yama that says, no. If Chas Hashem, you killed someone b'shogig under those circumstances, you pay money. We'll see Mitchum on the Amud Beis. Anyway, but in the meantime, the Gemara holds the matzus shibamisa kosim medaber. This key in Notzu is talking about that Reuven wanted to kill Shimon. And by accident he killed Spritzer. And says the Gemara, what's the din now? You go and kill Reuven nefesh tachas nefesh. So hechida, idly asra be if there was no hasra, am I mikkel? How could you go and kill Reuven? You didn't even give hasra. Elapshit to the asra be. Mutzach zayin is talking about that you did give hasra. Okay, and the Gemara has a general rule: moisra ledover chomer, have a moisra ledover akal. Luchoyra, if you go and give hasra for nisa. Yesh bechlal masayim mona. So implicit in that hasra of lamisa is also hasra for malchus. And what does the pasuk say? V'yomarach mona v'lo yiyah osayin. What happens if there was no osayin? In other words, Baruch Hashem, nobody got killed, neither Shimon nor Spritzer. But unfortunately, there was a miscarriage. Onashi, you got to go and pay money. Ah, so I see in the case of Choyvul Bachaveroi, that instead of Malkus, even though we gave Hasrala Malkus, we really give Hasrala Misa, but part of Hasrala Misa, Dover Chomer includes a Dover Kal. And therefore, says Yimara, why didn't we go and say, give Malkus to the fellow, we go and pay, you go and pay money. And therefore, says Yimara, it's a Haraya, that's the Mokar, by Choyvul Bachaveroi, it's money and not Malkus. Master Ravashi. So Ravashi asks a couple of questions, and the Gemara follows up with other questions. Master Ravashi, mean my demoisa dover chomer, demoisa dover kal, demoloi have it. You took this as automatic. That's like halacha the moisha misinai. That's for sure the halacha that if you give hasra the dover chomer, it includes dover kal. Maybe not. Maybe if you want to nail a person for whatever, you got to be very specific. This type of giving hasra lemisa. The person says to himself, I'm going to make sure not to chas v'sholom be meinis anybody. All I'm going to do is, the worst comes to worst, I'm going to go and be chayiv malchus, that I can withstand that. And he didn't give a hasra l'malchus, he only gave a misa. She said, Dr. Gemara, who says that moisa d'vachomer includes a d'vachal? And even to Tzolei Ma'am, even if you're going to go and tell me that malchus, that yes, moisa d'vachomer is moisa d'vachal, mi ma'ida misa chamur, who says that misa is more chomer then Malkus, Dilma Malkus Chomer. Maybe Malkus is more Chomer than Misa. Now I know everybody's jumping up and down. How can you even say something like that? After all, Misa is Misa, Malkus is Malkus. Yeah. Well, don't get too jumpy, Rabbi Sai. The Omer Rav said, Ummoli Nadua, Hanani Mishol Vazaria, Polchel Tzalma. Hanani Mishol Vazaria were willing to go and risk their lives and go into the Kivshana Eish. And of course, we know the miracle that happened in Baruch Hashem. They came out, they did not bow down to B'Tselem, and Kadosh Baruch Hu saved them, and they came out. Says Rav, that's because they were given the sentence of Misa. If they were sentenced to Malkus, and we would have hit them and smote them in the Goyisha courts, then I think ultimately they would have broken, says Rav, and they polkel etzalma, and they would have bowed down. So we see from that that Malkus could be theoretically worse than Misa. I know, don't jump up and down. The Gemara is going to challenge this in a moment. But the point is, so you're thinking the Moisa Dabar Chomer is automatically Hasra Dabar Kal. Who says that Malkus is Kal? Maybe Malkus is more Chomer than the Inyan of Misa. Because Hanani Mishal Azariah were Moisa Nefesh for Misa, they might have been not have been Moisa Nefesh for Malkus. Only Rav Soma Bereder of Asi li Rav Ashi. The Amri Lord of Soma Bereder of Ashi li Rav Ashi. How can you bring a raya from Hananya Mishol Vazaria to say that Malkus is more chomer? If a person goes into a bezin, the one thing he knows is worst comes to worst. If he's going to get Malkus, it's up to 39. It's going to be painful, no question about it. He might unfortunately be bedridden for the next 6 months. But there's an end to the 39, when 39 comes along. By Hanani Mishol Vazaria, it's very possible that the goyim that Rav is referring to, that would go and mete out these lashes, wouldn't stop at 39. They might not stop at 1,000. They might have gone until 5,000, for all we know. And therefore, that's what Rav said. If they would have been whipped, they would have been whipped again and again and again and again, and eventually even a person like, persons like Hanan Mishol Vazaria, they might have lost their resolve, because getting lashes 5,000 times, it's very painful. That type of malchus could be worse than Misa. But regular 39 malchus? I don't have any raya from Hanani Mishol Vazaria. And logic tells you that Misa is much more chomer than malchus. So therefore, l'choyre, that kasha is nishka kasha. But you want to ask another kasha. Maskel Rav Yankov min har pekoit. Honich l'rabam di'ami nefesh mamish. El rabbi di'am amomen ma'yik l'meimer. The whole mocker that you're bringing here in the Omid Aleph, said the Gemara, is based on the fact that we're talking about Matzah the Misa Kosim Medaber, and it says that Vom Oso Yia Menasat Nefesh Tachat Nefesh, that if Reuven killed Sprinzer by mistake, then we go and kill Reuven. So therefore, there was obviously Hasra L'Misa, and once you're Moisa L'Dabra Chomer, it's Moisa L'Dabra Kal, and therefore Malkus included, and nevertheless, the im lo yeh osayin oneshi onesh is tashlumen, and that was your raya. So your whole raya starts off with v'nasat nefesh tachas nefesh, that Reuven would be killed if he accidentally killed Sprinzer. That's according to Rabban, the ami nefesh mamish. You're right. El rabbi yom amom in Michael Meima. In this case of the accidental death of Sprinzer, Rebbe respectfully disagrees, and he says, no, Rabbi Yisai. If you accidentally, if Reuven killed Sprinzer, even though this is terrible, and most of us would say it's murder in cold blood, true, but after everything's said and done, it was a mistake. I didn't mean to kill Sprinzer. I meant to kill Shimon. Says Rabbi, under those circumstances, v'nasata nefesh tachat nefesh, you gotta pay mamay. So according to Rabbi, then your whole limud falls away. Because the whole limud was based on that you have malchus and mamon, and you pay mamon instead of malchus. Where did you get the malchus from? You have to have asra. There was asra. There was asra lemisa, and that asra lemisa included asra lemalchus. Oysa dover chomer includes dover kal. There's no misa over here. If he killed Prince by accident, he's off the hook. Not off the hook. He has to pay money. But he doesn't get misa. So there was no hasra lemisa in the case of Sprinzer. And therefore, El Amar Rav Yaakov and Harp Koy Mishmei Terob Mehacha. I have another mokor for the din of Choyvul Bachaveiroi, that it's Tashlumen and not Malkus. How do I know? It says in the Pasuk. In Yaakov is Halev Achutz HaMishant V'nikar Makir. Rakshiv Teyitim V'rapo Yirapi. What is this Pasuk talking about? You have Reuven, and unfortunately gives a very, very dangerous and heavy blow to Shimon. Shimon Nebuch is in the hospital, and he's Nebuch suffering, and he's in a coma, and people all over the world are saying Tillim for him, because Nebuch, things are very, very spotty. So it says in the Pasuk, if eventually Shimon miraculously gets up from his deathbed, and he's able to walk outside, and he's im yokim ishalek b'chutz amishantoi, v'nikra amake, then Reuven, who gave this fatal blow, is off the hook. V'nikra, meaning we don't go and give him misa. Come on. Even though it was attempted murder, but it wasn't murder. After all, Shimon Baruch Hashem is walking around. He's Baruch Hashem alive and walking. Do I need the pasuk to say that Reuven is off the hook in terms of getting Misa? El what's the pasuk telling you? Parenthetically, the Torah is telling you that you put the guy in jail. You don't often find any references to jail in the Torah. Jail, of course, is something that we are all familiar with, the concept. It doesn't say anything about putting guys in jail. Here, it says, yes, you put the guy in jail. But this is not a permanent putting in jail, but rather it's a temporary thing. The amiss, if Rachmon Litzlon, if Shimon passes away, we take him out of jail. We take him to Bezdin, and Bezdin, unfortunately, will go and give him Misa. V'loy Mais, but if, after sitting in jail, Shimon Baruch Hashem has a miraculous recovery, then Shifti Yitim Rabbi Rabbi, he's got to go and pay the Mamayim. And again, the Gemara says, hey, Chidam, what are we talking about? We're talking about that in case this Shimon did not survive, we go and give Misa to Reuven. Say, Chidam, Idli Asrabe, if there was no Asra on my Mikla, how can he get Misa? Elab Shinta, the Asrabe, we did give him Asra. Umoysa Dover Chom, Moysa Dover Akal, like the Gemara said before. Yesh B'chal Messiah and Mana. So we gave him Hasra for Misa, that includes Hasra Lamalkis. V'yom Rachmana, that if, in fact, Shimon recovers, what does Reuven have to do? He's got to pay. Shifta Yitoin, Rapa Yerapa. In other words, the Chamisha Dvarim, Nezik, Tzahar, Ripa, Shevis, and Boishas. Why? V'yom Rachmana, Shifta Yitoin, Rapa Yerapa. Why don't we go and say, give him Malkis? Is the Haraya that when you have a Chayvul B'chavera, and you have a choice between Malkis and between Mamoin, you give Mamoin. So the Chayvul have a very good Mokoyer for this din of Chayvul B'chavera. Masker Ravashi, what's the raya? And now the Gemara is basically going to be a repeat of what we had just a few moments ago. Who says that you give a hasra for Misa, it includes Malkus? Maybe not. Maybe the halacha is you have to give hasra very specific. And even if you're going to tell me, yes, Malkus is included in Misa. Who says a Misa is Muhammad? Maybe Malkus is Muhammad. Don't you know that famous memory, the Yomar Abel, Moli Nodul, Achanani, Mishol, Bazaria, that instead of throwing them into the Kifshana Eish, if we would have gone and given them lashes, given them Malkus, Polchalam Talma, ultimately they would have bent and they would have gone and worshipped the Tzelem. So you see that Malkus be worse than Misa. And again, so who said this? That was Rav Ashi asked that kasha, masculine Rav Ashi. Omle Rav Sama Bereid Rav Asi, Le Rav Ashi. Viamri Le Rav Sama Bereid Rav Ashi, Le Rav Ashi. Presumably Rav Sama, according to that second version, was the son of Rav Ashi, said to his father, V'lo yishoni lach ben hakoshi yish lakitzva na lakoshi yim lakitzva. In Bezin you only get 39. Everybody would agree under those circumstances that Misa is worse than Malkus. Malkus comes to an end after 39. But Misa, that's permanent. In the case of Chanani, Mishol, Bazaria, they might have given them 5,000 lashes. So eventually they would have conceded. And they would have bent down to the Tzelem. Maskul Rameri, mi maid bemezit, v'nika miktala, v'lum bishoygi, v'nika migolus. Rav Meri is asking Akasha on the Ikad Rosh itself. What was the drosh that we said? Im yokav v'salach b'chutz al misham toiv v'nika amake. So what do we say? We're going to go and wait and see until this person is hoylech b'chutz, and if so, then he'll be off the hook. Who says in those that's what we're talking about in the case? Maybe it's talking about a situation where he went and hit someone b'shoygig. He fell off a ladder and fell down on somebody else, didn't realize anything, and that person nebuch was in a coma, and we're going to go and put him into the jail, not for purposes of deciding whether or not he'll eventually get Misa, but does he have to go to the Orei Miklat in Tegolus because he killed someone, potentially killed someone by accident. And the Pasuk tells us that if miraculously the victim of this accident survives, then he goes free, meaning he does not have to go to the Orei Miklat, but he has to pay money. So if that's the case, the whole case is not talking about, the whole scenario is not talking about a case of Misa, and then you'd be able to say, well, they obviously gave Masra for Misa. And then from the Misa, Malkus is included, because Moshe Dover Chomer included Dover Kal. Who says we're talking about Misa at all? Maybe the whole situation is talking about Arei Miklat. You know what? You have a good point, and therefore we cannot learn from this Pasuk either. So which Pasuk do we learn from? So we had yesterday's Pasuk. When the Gemara said, how do I know? Because it says, Kenyan Asim Boy. Dover Sheyesh by Nesina, Miyad Liyad, etc. With that, we concluded this portion of the Gemara, and now we come to Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish is arguing both on Ula and on Rabbi Yochanan. Now let's remember, why did we even bring in Ula and Rabbi Yochanan at all? How did we get into this? After all, we're learning Masechtas Ksuvos, and it sounds like we're learning Masechtas Malkus. And yes, we all know that Ksuvos is called Shas Katan, because you go through Ksuvos, you touch on Sugyas in virtually every Masechta. Just the other day we were talking about we'll talk about it in another moment again, the Gabi Hilka Shabbos, Kamiramine on Shabbos, the person was schlepping the kiss, and therefore Hilchos Soitzo, Hilchos Hagbar, that you can be koine in the Beis Baal, and all of these are sugyas that we have in the Bavlis, but it comes in Ksuvos. Anyway, so what was the original reason why we came to Ula and Rabbi Yochanan? Because we asked the steer. What was the steer? In our Mishnah back at the beginning of our perek, Elunaris, we said if Chas Shalom, a person goes and lives with one of the Aroyas, with the Choysoi, with Habala Choysoi, Lachois Ovel, Lachois Imai, Lachois Ishtoi, all of those Aroyas, person lived with them, what's it then? He has to pay Knas. He has to pay Mamoin. And then the Gemara asked the Stira, I have a Mishnah in Masechtas Malkus. Where did the Gemara bring that Mishnah? Bottom of Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, last three lines. Uriminu, I have a kasha. It says in Masechtas Malkus on Daf Yud Gimel a Mishnah. Eilu hein aloikin habo ala choisai. Stop right there. If a person lives with a choisai, he gets Malkus. Didn't we say in our Mishnah that if a person lives with a choisai, he's got to go and pay knas 50 shkolim? And then the Gemara said at the top of Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, and don't we have that famous rule the Kaimelon de ein aloikin mishalim? It's one of the two, not both. And if that's the case, how in our Mishnah does it say Mishalim? How does it say in the Mishnah in Masechtas Malkus that he gets Malkus? It's not fair, it's one of the other. And remember we said that according to Ula, you only have the payment, the Tashlomit, and according to Reb Yochanan, you only have the Malkus. How do they end for the Stira? So each one gave their own pshat. Just to briefly remind ourselves, according to Ula, Ula said that the case of our Mishnah is talking about Achoisinara b'yesoima u'mefuta. I'm sorry. Yena Mishnah in Masechtas Malkus is talking about Achoisinara b'yesoima u'mefuta. Since the Achoisai was Nebuch Ayesoima, so she was Moichel on the Tashlumin, because the Tashlumin comes to her, there's no father, it comes to her. Normally it's an Asana Avihanara. Here she's the Yesoima, so we go to her. But it was a mafuta. Mafuta means that it was consensual. So therefore, she's moichel on the oishis and the begam and the whole 9 yards, because it was a consensual beer. Oh, so therefore, Zakhtiana Mishnah. Oh, but don't forget, there's going to be Malkus. So our Mishnah is talking about a regular Nara Psula. You have to pay the 50. The other Mishnah is talking about a case of Yisayim Mafuta. You can, by the way, come up with other cases too. For instance, in that case, it's talking about a boigris or a ba'ula. We don't pay the tashlumin. You only have the din of malchus. Okay, so our case is talking about a narab. So, payment, not talking about ramushal, a boigris, or a ba'ula. No payment, but you have a din of malchus. Then Rabbi Yochanan said, I had an easier pshat. Our Mishnah is talking about where there was no hasra'ah. That's why you pay mamet. Yana Mishnah is talking about there was hasra'ah. That's why there was malchus. Now we have a new pshat, Reish Lakish Amar. There is no stira. Both Mishnayos are correct. Hamani Remeir hi to Amaloika Mishalim. Remeir disagrees with everything we've been learning until now. And he says that Loika Mishalim, that you have a case of Malkus and Tashlumin. What does he do with the Kedei Rishasi B'Mispar? He has an answer to that. But Remeir says Loika Mishalim. So both Mishnayos are correct. Our Mishnah Masechtas Ksuvos says you got to pay the 50 shkolim. Oh, by the way, you want to know about Malkus? Look up the Mishnah in Daf Yud Gimel Masechtas Malkus, and there it talks about like. Frank Yemora, Ira Meir, if it goes to Gutramea, Philobite Nami. By Bazoi, then why does our Mishnah only list Achoisim and Achoisovim and all the other, leaves out Bitoi? And you're going to go and tell me, well, the reason why it leaves out Bitoi is because that by Bitoy there would be a din of Misa, a person who lives with their own daughter, is a din of Sreifa, it says in the Torah. And Kamed Ramineh, you wouldn't go and give Tashlumin, because it would be a din of Misa. So Gemara, you just told me now that according to the mayor, he holds Loike U'Meshalim. So L'Choyre he also holds Misa U'Meshalim. He doesn't hold the din of Kamed Ramineh. So Amisha could have said, Bitoy. And if you're going to go and tell me, well, Lav Davke, he left it out. No, if you look at the next Mishnah, Daf Lamed Vav Amid Beis, you scroll ahead three Dafim, you'll see the Mishnah begins, the Elush Einlem Kanas, the following do not have Kanas, and then you look down halfway the Mishnah, Habo Al Bitoy. So, you add a parenthetical to our Mishnah on Daf Choftes. If it's Achois and Achois Ovid, then all those listed in that Mishnah, Yeshlem Kanas. And parenthetically, on Daf Lamed Vav, it's going to go and say that a Bitoy Einlem Kanas. If it's going according to a mayor, just like over here, you're telling me Loik U'Meshalim, shouldn't it be also din of Memis U'Meshalim? So why do you leave out Bitoy? V'chitem, maybe you're going to go and tell me, no, Remei Loik U'Meshalim Yisle, Meis U'Meshalim Lesle. He only holds Loik U'Meshalim, but he doesn't hold Meis U'Meshalim. Take the more of a Loi. I'll show you holds Meis U'Meshalim. What time you have a Braisa? Gone on the top of Meshabbos, a person stole an animal, and he shechted it on Shabbos. Can you imagine how he did he steal the animal, but he shechted on Shabbos Kodesh? Gone of a tovach lavoyizchay chodem. He stole an animal and he shechted it for avoydizara. Gone of shor haniskel utvachay. He stole a shor haniskel and he shechted it. And all of these kids, mishalim tishlumi arbav vachmish, you have to go and pay 4 or 5, depending whether it was a shor or a seh, divirameh. V'chom paitrim. And the Gemara assumes the reason why the chom patti you from paying arbav chamisha is lemoshal, if you're talking about gona v'tavach b'shabbos, since the person is going to go and get misa, ein mei misa mishalim, come the rabbinet, you're just going to get the misa. But the mayor says, no, I don't care if he's going to get misa, mesa mishalim. And if the mayor taka holds mesa mishalim, then why doesn't it say in our mishnah on daf chavtes, not only achoysai, but it should also say, bitoi. So if you might, doesn't nishka kasha, In real truth, Reb Meir also holds by Meis U'Meshalim Kom Lei B'Derabe Minei, someone who gets executed Chas V'Shalom does not pay. You're telling me by the case of the Tavach Amor Meshabbos. So Timari, Alom Reb Yankov, Reb Yoichanan, Biamri Lo Amri, Biyemi Amri, Pshim Min Al Lakish, Reb Ovim, Reb Ilov, Chol Chavirasa, Mishmeid, Reb Yoichanan, Amri, V'Tevech Ayidei Acher. Talking about the Tvicha was not done by the Ganef. The Tvicha was done by the Shoichet. Two separate individuals. One person was the one that stole, and the other person was the one that did the Shechita. So the one that did the Shechita B'Shabbos, he was over in the Lamed Tes Malachis, he's going to get the Misa. The person who stole, he's going to have to pay the Dalet V'Hei, and so therefore we don't have a case of Meisim Mishalim. They're two separate individuals. Yankov, the Ganef, is going to have to pay the Dalet V'Hei, and Beryl, the Shoichet, he's going to have the Misa. Pray Timora, 1 second. How can I be Mechayev Yankov for Dalet V'Hei? He didn't do the Tvicha. The Tvicha was done by Beryl. So how can you attribute one for the other? Like the Gemara is going to say in a few lines down, Ein shliach l'dvar aveira. Amrov Amrachmana, here is an exception to the typical classic rule of Ein shliach l'dvar aveira. Here, yesh shliach l'dvar aveira. Why? Because the pasuk says not only case of tvicha. It says ki yignoid ishar oiseh utvachoi oi mecharoi. He either shechted it or he sold it. What do you have to do? Chamisha baki shalom tach l'shar. So say you have the din of Dalid V'Hei. Now, Mamachira Yideyacher, there's no way that you can go and sell something to yourself. Any sale, by definition, means that there is a seller and a buyer. So just like to complete a Machira, you need a buyer, you need somebody else. Afvicha Yideyacher, same thing applies to Tvicha, it's also talking about that somebody else did the Shechita. And if you don't like that Rasha, Tvira Yishmol Tana, it says Tvachai Oy Machare. It could have said Tvachai Umacharai, and I would have understood that the Vav means Oi, and it says Oi, the Rav is a Shliach. Dibakas Kitona, it says in the Pasik Tachas. It says Chamisha Bakka Yishalam Tachas Hashem. Arbitzoin Tachas Hashem. What do we learn from Tach? Well, the Rabbi says Hashliach. And therefore, what do I see from all of this? That the Emerson Remeir could hold that Loike Umishalim, but he holds Ein Meis Umishalim. In the case of Tzichon Mechira on Shabbos, you don't go and give Meis Umishalim to the same guy. One person has the Misa, the other person has the Tashlum. Does that make sense? If he himself would have done the Tzvicha on Shabbos, you agree he wouldn't have to pay the Dalai Bahe. But because he had a Shliach, a representative, a Shliach shall Adam Kemoisai, but a Shliach shall be more than Kemoisai. That doesn't make sense. If he himself would have done it, he who loy mechayev, vav Shliach mechayev, says the Gemara, that kasha nishka kasha. The truth of the matter is, ihu lamishab loy mechayev. Yankel the Ganef also is a bar chiyuva if he shechs on Shabbos. The reason why he doesn't pay the dollar of the hay is because mishum become the rabbin hay. But the lemaisa, he has a chiyuv on his balance sheet up in Shemayim. Number one, this guy deserves Misa because he shechted on Shabbos. And number two, he deserves to pay the dollar of the hay because he stole somebody's sharvaseh. It's just because come the rabbin hay, we're not manish. We don't punish him the second punishment. But avadi is mechuyev. However, the shliach that doesn't have become the ramine, so he gets hit for the shchita, and the mishaleach, the ganef, will have to go and pay the dalbe. Frankly, more ibet vechay deyachet, might to my drabon and the patri. So let's go back to this brisa. The chomim poitrin, lechoyri is 100% right. Remeir, if there's two separate guys, one is shechting on Shabbos, and the other one was the ganef has to pay dalbe vechay. And the person who did the tvicha, he has a din of misa. Why would we say that the ganef is potter dalad the hay? Everything maraman chachamim, it's for a totally different reason. The reason is because he goes like Reb Shimon, and Reb Shimon holds the yom shchita shener uya lo yishma shchita. The only time you do dalad the hay is if you shech utvachay mechare. What happens if I stole some yotz shor v'set and then I go and bang it over the head with a hammer or with a baseball bat until the animal dies? Terrible. Tzar balachai. But there's no din of dalad vehei, because it's got to be ashchita, ashchita ruya. There's like ashchita she'en ruya. Pray tomorrow, why is it ashchita she'en ruya? Hatein nechaboy deskechovim ashchita she'en ruya, because that's an isra no, you're doing faboy deser. Vishor hanisko, also, shor hanisko by definition is osibana. El ashchitas Shabbos, ashchita ruya hi. If you shecht on Shabbos, you're over a terrible avdeira. However, it's shchita ruya, you're allowed to go and eat it. You're allowed to go and sell it in the glatt kosher supermarket because it's kosher. So you see the shchita ruya. That holds that such a shchita is a shchita she'ein ruya. And Mir Tishem to be continued tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisai. Zach Ben, Zach Zint. And hopefully next year we'll be able to learn on Tisha B'Av, because it'll be a yoim, soslim v'simcha, and not a yoim tzoyim.